I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Mystery Seekers. My name is Marek Larwood, and welcome to The Mysterious Isle, a podcast in which I would investigate the strange and peculiar goings-on that take place on the diamond-shaped island that sits across the Solent at the base of the United Kingdom. I'm talking, of course, about the Isle of Wight. This episode is The Weirdo in the Woods. The woods. There's nothing quite as soothing as a nice walk in the woods. The melodic choir of birdsong and the soft rustle of leaves being gently caressed by the wind. Maybe the sun's creeping through the branches, giving the wood floor a strange mottled hue. It sounds nice, doesn't it? But the only thing that ever stops you fully enjoying a walk in the woods is a chance you might meet a weirdo in the woods. As everyone knows, the woods is the number one location for outdoor illicit acts. If something ever happens up against a tree, you know it's morally dubious. And perhaps this is what adds the je ne sais quoi to the woods. The fact that there's the slightest chance you may stumble across some people, you know, bumming, or you might even get murdered. As I've got older, and because people like to inform me that I look weird, my main concern is that because I like to walk alone in the woods, I might be mistaken for that weirdo in the woods. I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Am I the person that the kids point out to their parents and say, oh, who is that strange man walking by himself in the woods? I mean, can I just go for a walk in the woods without someone thinking I'm going to attack them, please? Thank you. Anyway, enough about me. This is about the Isle of Wight. So let's move on to one particular wooded area, a place called Centurion's Copse, where there's something allegedly even more terrifying than a bald man with slightly poppy eyes walking about. Centurion's Copse is said to be a bastardisation of Centurion, which was a church that stood at a 14th century village called Wolverton. And if you want to imagine what the 14th century village was like, it's pretty much the same as any village on the Isle of Wight now, but, you know, without the Tesco's. Anyway, the church was famous for its well, and the water was said never to go off and also to have healing properties. So, got bad acne? Stick your face in it. Healed. Muck all over your trousers? Stick them in it. Clean. Dick half hanging off? Stick it in. Get bar from the church. And next to the well was a cross which had the following message inscribed on it. While the water flows pure and free, Wolverton shall happy be. The net be heavy in the sea, and wheat and seed shall yield plenty. When stains of blood burns the well, then Culver's nest shall ring its knell. How do I know it said that? Because I read it on the internet. So basically, if any blood falls in the well, then they're absolutely screwed, right? But, you know, there were more articulate than that in the 14th century, apparently. Anyway, here's the legend of what happened after that. Back in the 14th century, a merchant used to appear in the town, and normally the merchants would come from the nearby braiding village or in a boat, you know, in the sea. But this particular merchant would walk down from a path from Culver Cliffs, and rumour has it that every time someone tried to follow him back, he disappeared into thin air. I mean, he's a bit like Father Christmas, but instead of him being your dad, he was a ghost. So this bad Father Christmas came to the village more and more, And the more he came, the more bad luck the village had. So in actual fact, he, you know, wasn't really like a Father Christmas. He was more like one of those ex-cons who knocks on your door trying to sell you sponges. And they say they can't get a job because they've been in prison. But secretly, you think, all right, you're just scoping out my house to see if I'm not in so you can nick stuff. This merchant bloke was more like that. So the merchant warns the people in the village that a stranger is going to come and poison the well, and that they should all kill him before he can do this. Anyway, as predicted, a bit later, this stranger was seen arriving in a boat, and he's dressed in grey, he's got his face covered, and he heads for the well to get a drink. And the paranoid villagers, they see him, and they pelt him with stones, and they kill him. I mean, if you ask me, it sounds like he was asking for it, being dressed in grey and covering his face. But, you know, he's laying there, dead next to the well, and a drop of blood falls from his body into the water. Shit it. The prophecy is complete. Within weeks, the bloody French arrive and slaughter everyone. And it's said that the ghosts of the slaughtered villagers haunt the ruins of Wolverton to this day. There's your legend. And despite all this, I was brave enough to go for a walk in St. Turin's Copse. It seemed like a perfectly normal spring morning. I said hello to people as I walked past, and then they shuffled past quickly. And I thought, you know, I can't be the scariest thing in this woods. And it turns out I wasn't. Because as I went further into the woods, I heard a voice shouting in the distance. As I got closer, it sounded like a man having an argument. But I could only hear one side of it. Who was he talking to? Was it a ghost from the past? Or someone he had recently killed? Well, most of the people would have run away. But I am committed to this podcast. So I reluctantly approached the shouting man. And what happened next? Well, you can find out exactly what he was up to, because I've asked him to come on this podcast for an interview after this. Hello, listeners. If you enjoy this podcast, why not check out themysteriousisle.com, where there are links to the YouTube videos of The Mysterious Isle, another separate series. Also, if you want to support this podcast, go to mysteriousisle.com and you can donate, and you can receive rewards such as unbroadcast podcasts, unseen short films, and postcards and badges. Have a look on the website. Also follow at Mysterious Isle and at Marek Larwood. That's the advert. Well, first of all, Martin, thanks very much for agreeing to come on the show.
Thank you. I didn't know you were going to say my name or not.
What, do you want me to call you Martin or something different?
Well, Martin is my name, so if you could call me Martins so that people don't recognise me, maybe.
Okay, I'll call you Martins. For the benefit of our listeners, Martins, can you explain what was happening when I sort of stumbled across you in the woods?
Right, well, okay, when you approached me, I was in the middle of an argument.
Who was the person you were arguing with? Was it sort of a manifestation of a demon from the past, or perhaps the merchant from the Legend of Wolverton, who often you gifts and no. stuff like that?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know if you should use her real name. Can we just call her Hazel?
Hazel or Hazels?
Hazels, probably.
Right, and this Hazels, do they take a mystical form?
She's a tree.
Sorry, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I can speak to trees, confirmed.
Would you say this ability is, I mean, is it, would you describe it as witchcraft or some sort of, you know, special extra sense power? Or would you say that you're just mental?
I don't know what it is. I would say...
Well, personally, I would say I would opt for mental.
Well, I don't... It's not mental, is it? It's more like a special power, like if I was like an X-Man.
Special power? Power?
A special power.
Okay, yeah.
I thought we agreed if I was going to come on this, you weren't going to take the mickey out of me.
Right, just
that's how we say power.
So calm everything down and be nice to each other. Let's go from the top, right? Can you explain how this, what should you say, special mental ability first occurred?
I was in the woods. I was walking through the woods. Mm-hmm. I'd been out for a while. And I just thought, I'll have a quick wee against this tree.
Normal.
We've all done it. About halfway through, I heard a voice saying, that smells worse than fox's piss.
What?
And I just thought for a second, it was the voices in my head chastising me again.
You're not one of these people who talk to their dick, are you?
What, are we talking about the trees or are we going
to
talk
I know
about...
what, I want you to verify what was going on or where the voice was coming from.
I can say with 100% certainty it was not coming out of my dick.
Mm-hmm.
For a start, it was a lady's voice and my dick has a Chinese voice. So it caught me off guard. I had to stop my wee halfway through.
Well, and you were able, as a man over 40, you were able just to cut it off. That is very difficult to do.
I'm 31. And yes, it's not easy, but I looked around.
So you'll be able to cut it off, just the fear of that voice made you instantly just pause it, seal it.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there because it is on pause, so I will have to finish it at some juncture.
You've not finished it since that occasion?
Not since that day. I've had other wees, but that particular one, that's still on pause.
Stored?
Yeah.
Where does it go then, the wee that you pour, if you pause a wee?
Well, I think you just...
You never lose it?
Harmlessly absorbed into a part of your body, or it gets stored in perhaps some sort of sack. Sometimes I've burped one out.
Okay, can we just go back to the what happened, please?
Yeah, I was saying, I heard the voice. I thought someone could see me doing half a wee. I thought it might be someone up a tree, but I looked up a tree. There was no one there.
Do you check all the trees or just that tree?
I checked, I would say, upwards of 4 trees in the vicinity.
Had you tucked yourself back in before you checked the trees?
Yeah, most of it.
Good. Now, are you sure that his voice was a tree? I mean, is there any feasible way it could have been a mystical spirit, you know, like one of the, a ghost of one of the slaughtered millions from the village of Wolverton, you know, something like that?
I don't know. I don't think so, because when I momentarily rested my hand on a branch, it said, don't touch me.
And what voice is it in? The Chinese voice or the lady's voice?
No, that was just in a normal voice, like my voice, just a normal...
The same tree or a different tree?
It was the same tree that I'd been urinating in and around.
Right. Can we just establish something? Is it only you can hear the voices? Or if I was there, would I have heard the tree saying...
I don't know. I don't think you would be able to hear it. I think I've been chosen.
And you get chosen by the trees by pissing on them?
I can't say for sure if that's what it was.
Right.
But...
Okay.
Certainly they picked me.
Have you told anyone about this ability before?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't, because I think if I told people, they would think I was mental, and they'd pull faces like the one you're pulling now.
Yeah. I mean, for listeners who are unable to see my face, I would like to confirm that I'm pulling a face of mild disbelief combined with a low-level hatred.
I'd say mid-level.
Could we just say low to mid-level hatred?
Right, well, I think it started low, and then now it's gone to mid.
Right, okay. Let's just say I'm looking at you like I think you're a dickhead. Would that be fair to say?
That would be fair, yeah.
An absolute dickhead.
100%.
And that is exactly what you don't want.
Yes, I specifically said when you asked me to come on this podcast that I didn't want to be made to feel like I am some sort of dickhead.
Right, okay. So, you spoke to the tree.
Yes, we just had a nice conversation.
And I imagine that trees haven't got much to say because they're just standing in the same place all day.
Well, we talked mainly about the weather, that sort of thing.
Sounds pretty shit.
Leaves. Yeah. It was nice. We got on really well.
Yeah, good. Because when I saw you talking, you know, having this argument, it looked as though... From my perspective, as though you're just talking to yourself.
Right, but as we've covered, that is because you have not been selected.
Right, and it was only this tree who selected you to talk to.
That's right, yes.
Right, okay. Well, what happened after that bit? Well, what happened next?
Well, we chatted for a while, and then, well, one thing leads to another, you know.
What do you mean one thing leads to another?
You know, when there's one thing and then that leads on to another.
What, with a tree?
I don't expect you to understand.
I don't know what podcast you think this is.
I don't know what a podcast is.
Right, would you be prepared to try and prove in front of me and the listeners that you can speak to trees?
I'm very busy.
Well, you're not, are you? Because you told me you were available for any day between Monday and Sunday.
Right. But outside of that...
Okay, so how about if we just go now, 10 minutes down the road, into the woods and see if you can speak some trees?
I'm 50% on board.
So we're now in the woods, me and Martins.
Martins.
Okay, Martin. We're approaching a tree. Can you, have a chat with this one at all?
No, not really feeling anything at the moment from this one.
And what do you mean not feeling anything?
I'm just not getting any, like a... Sometimes, you know, I'd get like a vibe, or they're winking at me, not winking, but like you, it's like a feeling.
Right. Let's try this one over here then.
Right.
Don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm getting a better vibe from this one.
Oh, have a chat then.
Hello. Right.
Is that what you've got to do? Knock on the wood to get their attention?
It's just depends. Each one will be different. It's like if you're speaking to a horse or a dog or a woman.
Okay, what is this one's name then?
He says his name's Treebeard.
Right. Treebeard?
Is it? Yeah, Treebeard.
What, like the tree in Lord of the Rings, that tree?
Yeah, I think maybe he read it over someone's shoulder, or he overheard a child say it out loud in a panic or something.
So someone was reading a book, just happened to be reading Lord of the Rings by this tree, and it read over that bit and thought, oh, that's a nice name, so trees can read.
That seems like the most likely explanation.
This is bullshit, isn't it?
What do you mean?
This is all bullshit.
Well, don't say that in front of him. What I would say is that when the other one was talking, I was urinating on it.
Do you want me to stand? Do you want to piss on against the tree?
I'm not saying I have to do that, but that is what happened the last time, and I'm not a scientist, but...
Well, I've got the microphone here, so I'm going to stand next to you while you piss on the tree.
You put a few drops on it and just see if that might activate it.
Okay, just going to stand in back. Hang on a minute, let me just move out of the way first.
It won't go that far. I've not got the range I used to have.
Right, so I'll just describe to you now. Martins is now pissing slightly against the tree.
It's hard to do it when you're talking in the background.
I've just moved backwards, and Martins is now just dripping a little dribble. Bit has come out against the tree. Okay, let's see how this goes.
I don't know if it wants to speak to you.
Right. What seems to be the problem?
They're just shy. A lot of the times they can be shy in these situations.
Martins, have you just brought me out into the woods so you can make me watch you pissing against a tree?
What?
Martins? Martins is running off into it. Martins, come back here.
No, it's not for me.
Right, well, that's it. Martins has just run off with his dick out. And that's the end of the interview. Well, there we go. I got into the cops to search for ghosts from times past and perhaps stumbled across something even more terrifying. Well, now it's time for the letter section. Letter section. The letter section. The letter section. This is from Betty from Binstead, and she writes, I went to Tesco's the other day and I saw my friend Maureen in the distance, so I shouted Maureen at her, but she completely ignored me.
So when I saw her in the high street, I said to her, I saw you in Tesco's last Wednesday and you completely ignored me. And then Maureen said she never goes to Tesco's on a Wednesday, only ever on Thursdays. And could it have been someone else? And I said, no, Maureen, I know a face when I see one, even if it's just the back of someone's head. So the only conclusion I can have is that Tesco's are cloning people for some dark reason. Please, can you explain? Well, thank you, Betty. That is a really, really good letter. And I'm pleased to let you know that we'll be dedicating a podcast to investigating this specific thing in the future. I mean, it's almost irrefutable evidence of cloning. If you want to write in yourselves with your own mysteries for me to read out in this section, please email themysteriousisle@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you've enjoyed this, you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram and Facebook. And why not try my other podcast, A Marriott Makes a Movie. And also thank you to Simon Fielder. You can follow Simon Fielder on Twitter and Instagram at Simon Fielder, SimonFielder. The E is before the I. And why not check out his YouTube channel? Thanks for listening. And remember, stay safe.